Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the final episode of this series of Where to Go. I'm Lucy Richards, Senior Editor at DK Eyewitness.
And I'm James Atkinson, Online Brand Manager at DK Eyewitness.
Today, to mark our final episode of this run, we're doing something a little bit different.
Yeah, our final episode. Yeah. I don't know how...
Where's the time gone?
Yeah, exactly. So if you've listened through 9 episodes with us so far, thanks very much. And yeah, we've been going since August. Hopefully we'll be back again next year.
Yes.
But we know that this year has been one of frustration for many, especially as far as travel is concerned. And we hope that we've kind of helped kind of bring different parts of the world to you guys as well during that time.
Yeah, a bit of inspiration
for the future. Yeah, for sure. But one thing that has really sort of kept us going is the hope that, and I guess the knowledge that ultimately we actually will travel again. And here at DK Eyewitness, we're committed to ensuring that you have the best time whenever you're ready to go.
So today we're going to be joined by a string of special guests, including members of the team here at DK Eyewitness, as well as some friendly faces or voices from previous episodes in the series. And we're going to ask each of them this one simple question: where are you going in 2021?
So by the end of the episode, you should have a very nice list of destinations waiting for you to visit.
But before we get going, we should mention that we're recording this in December 2020, where although vaccines have given us some hope that travel may be around the corner in 2021, the threat of COVID-19 is still very high. Please check with both your own local authorities and those of your chosen destination before travelling. And if you are lucky enough to travel in the coming months, please do follow safety guidelines. So we're going to start by looking at where we want to go in 2021. So, James, where do you want to go next year, 2021?
Well, I feel like a bit of a broken record because I've been saying this to quite a few different people who've been asking me about it. But I really, really want to go to Slovenia.
Nice.
It's kind of one of the few European countries that I haven't been to. And I know people might sort of think it's in Eastern Europe, but yeah. I think it is quite a Central European country, really. And, and you know, it's not too far to get to. It only takes a couple of hours flying from the UK, or you could even get trains through France and through Italy, which would be a really, really interesting option. But the kind of quote that I keep on reeling off all the time, basically, is Slovenia is almost like Europe's greatest hits. So cheesy. apologies for that at home. For one thing, and maybe this isn't quite for me, but there's a really nice ski scene. So, you know, really underrated, a bit sort of different to what you can expect in Italy. But there's also, you know, the flip side of that is that there's amazing sort of cycling, walking opportunities, loads and loads of hills, obviously the famous lakes. I know in Unforgettable Journeys, we have a Julian Alps walk, which looks amazing. And basically goes all the way around Bled, which looks, you know, fantastic. And all of that is, you know, very much like in line with what you would expect in kind of France, Northern Italy, but maybe a little bit quieter. I know Lake Bled is obviously a bit of a hot spot, but yeah, you know, there's a whole country there kind of waiting to be explored. But one thing that really kind of attracts me to Slovenia is the sort of food and this huge like kind of gastronomic culture that seems to have that basically, the reason I keep talking about this is because I had an assignment to read up on it recently and do some research, and it just looks really, really cool. There's kind of a really nice mixture of like sort of Germanic sort of, you know, sausages, cabbage, like everything you kind of expect from that part of the world, but they've really kind of added in a kind of Scandi cool, like sort of, you know, zero carbon menus, yes, foraging, using local produce. Yes. And they actually have so, like, in a country that you can cross in 2 hours, they have so much different sort of local produce and so much fresh stuff, like kind of ready to be there. So what I particularly want to go is, there's a restaurant called Hisa Franco, to any Slovenian speakers, I'm sorry, that is not the right pronunciation at all. But it was Slovenia's first restaurant to receive 2 Michelin stars.
Cool.
It's got Anna Ross, who you might have seen on Chef's Table. And, you know, it's really near the Italian border. It sounds like this idyllic situation. And
yeah,
everything is grown, is sort of produced just around the restaurant, and just sounds ideal.
Is it just me? Am I right in thinking that that there's a quite a big wine culture as well in Slovenia? Isn't there some vineyards? I can imagine you kind of cycling between, you know, you're a keen cyclist, cycling between vineyards, and I'm sure they serve delicious food alongside the wine.
There is, yeah. So there's a couple of different, you know, Slovenian wine culture is very much kind of coming up in Europe as well.
Yeah.
There's lots of different varieties. You know, really struggling to name many off the top of my head,
yeah,
to be honest.
I'm...
But one thing I definitely do know is that, you know, they have a history of producing orange wine, which is quite unusual.
So orange wine is, I think, when they leave the skins on the grapes, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It is. It kind of makes something slightly in between red and white, but very much of its own flavor. It's not really like rosé where it's just produced sort of in a half and half method.
Yes.
It kind of flips it on its head a little bit. And, you know, orange wine was really big. Originally came from Georgia and then kind of came across Europe. And Slovenia is one of the few countries that is still actively producing it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of leading a little bit of an orange and natural wines kind of revolution across Europe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's really cool. Another reason is that, you know, Ljubljana looks like an incredible city. Had many friends who've gone to visit it,
yes,
and they talk about how green it is. It's kind of, you know, positing itself as Europe's kind of green capital,
yeah,
in a way. And so there's lots of kind of eco-friendly initiatives. There's, you know, lots and lots of parks and stuff as well. It just sounds like a really beautiful city to explore. And basically all of that, you know, rubbish that I just said, you can do within in a country that takes, you know, 2 hours to cross,
yes,
really.
So
there's just so many opportunities. I think in a week there, you can have about 3 different holidays in a way. So
great.
Yeah, that's, you know, I've talked myself in the last couple of weeks into doing this. And more I read about it, the more I really, really want to go. So
yeah, amazing.
So Lucy, your choice, and if you listen to the podcast last time around, you might be guessing what Lucy's about to say, but I believe we've been there before, right?
We have, yes.
Yes?
Yes, so in 2021, I would really like to go to Ireland, which I genuinely had already been thinking about before we talked to the wonderful Nicola, but she just absolutely sold it to me. I so enjoyed that podcast recording. I guess that having been in lockdown and in my flat, or I've moved flats, but, you know, being essentially in four walls for, you know, sort of 8 months, the two things that I'm really missing are sort of big open expanses of nature and really quite sweaty nights out.
Yeah.
Those are the two things that I'm just really missing out on. And I appreciate that 2021 will still come with a lot of COVID guidelines. And I don't know that nightlife will definitely come back.
Mm.
But I think Ireland ticks both of those boxes for me.
Yeah.
So I'd love to, yeah, I just would love to don my hiking boots and, you know, walk through endless expanses of green and just to feel the spray of the sea would just be incredible. And just kind of gulping all that fresh air. I think essentially I just really need to talk to Nicola so that she can plan a route for me.
Yeah, it was when Nicola was talking about going, like, their road trip going through past all of the counties.
Yes.
In last week's episode. I was listening back to it and I was like, oh my God.
Sounds amazing. And she sort of said, you know, people don't know about, you know, these, I can't even remember where it was. Was it County Mayo? She says people don't really go to.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'd actually really like to go somewhere as well, a bit different as well. Mm. And to kind of feel like, you know, you're discovering some, having spent so long in East London and just doing the same walking routes, to just feel like you're kind of exploring somewhere completely new would be amazing. But likewise then, I would really like to head to a different city. And I think the fact that Dublin is so compact, I could feel like I was really soaking up as much of a city as possible. The food scene sounds amazing. We've got a local series coming out in 2021. One of the titles is Dublin, of which Nicola's worked on. And every restaurant recommendation in it I want to go to. I'm going to come back the size of Ireland. But
it's interesting, like when we were talking to Nicola on that call, like she talked about Dublin Pizza Co. and Brother Hubbard, and those are two places that I went to about nearly 3 years ago. And I can still remember them. They were that good.
And also that I like the fact that you went and, you know, she mentioned two places and you'd been there. It feels like Dublin is so compact and there's just a really nice kind of sense of community about it.
Yeah.
Which I love the idea of, and I just would love nothing more than to be in a pub with a pint and for someone to start playing an instrument. That would be so fun, and to have a sing-song or to go see some live music or to go to the theatre, any of those things, that's what I'm really craving. I'm just hoping that Ireland will deliver for me.
I mean, live music, like this year has been really tragic, really. Like, you know, I'm so looking forward to that. But I would say as well, I mean, I'd go back to Dublin in a heartbeat, but if you want to go somewhere for pubs, if you're missing the pub, and you want to go to, you know, the spiritual home of the pub almost, like Dublin is incredible.
Yeah.
You know, huge, you know, big long bars, mixtures of kind of pubs that are like really antique and have been there for centuries, mixed in with really cool like kind of microbreweries and things like that. It's kind of everything that you'd want. I mean, I know there's like some, you know, Nicola kind of mentioned a few of that there's quite a few touristy places in Temple Bar, but even literally just streets off Temple Bar, pubs are so, so cool.
Yeah.
You know, little kind of Georgian, like sort of, I want to say like kind of housey pubs where you can like sit upstairs and you can watch the people watching the street belowhand.
That kind of thing. Just kind of being in a crooked old setting and, you know, looking out on sort of cobbled streets and just feeling like the place hasn't changed in however many years. I just would love that so much. So I'll be coming to you and Nicola for all of the recommendations for my trip to Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I know we've talked about it a bit in the podcast, but Like a Local must be one of the things you're kind of most looking forward to in 2021, right? I know
that's
you're finishing it off right now.
Well,
right?
So we're trying to get, we've got 6 titles coming out in summer and another 6 coming out in the autumn. But we meant to have the first 6 coming out sooner, but unfortunately with all the lockdowns around the world, it didn't make sense to kind of keep working on them or to kind of wrap them up because there's so much uncertainty and they're really built around, you know, small businesses. So which has been really tough. I mean, the books are very they're very modern, and actually, you know, we've thought really carefully about the coronavirus, and our authors are being very diligent in keeping us updated and everything that you just mentioned as well, like zero waste places and sort of like charity initiatives and non-profits. You know, the books are brimming with them. So we're really excited about the series, and you've heard many of the kind of the voices that have worked on it. But we want them to come out when they are in the best possible state for our readers. So that's why it's been delayed slightly. But I'm really excited to see them come to fruition in 2021.
Yeah, because I mean, these books have been in the works for quite a while now, and obviously you've been working on them. You and Zoe and some of the rest of the team have been working on them for quite a long time. But they really have taken on something different in 2021, which is, you know, this kind of well, 2020, sorry, this kind of movement of celebrating local, of, yes, you know, all of the businesses who've had it so tough this year, yeah, in these cities. And, you know, reminding people about why we visit cities, what you can get from it, and you know, how to do them differently, how to get underneath the skin of a city, which
that's,
I think, is brilliant. I think lots of people, you know, talk about kind of, you know, whether city breaks are going to come back next year. And I can totally understand, you know, people's, you know, fears with safety and stuff in crowded areas. But actually, I think what Like a Local does is it reminds us why these cities are important and why they're so cool.
Yeah, definitely. We hope so.
So joining us as our first guest today is Elspeth Bates. So hi, Elspeth.
Hello, Elspeth.
Hi.
Hello.
So Elspeth is one of the project editors here at DKR Witness, and we want to know where you want to go in 2021.
So I want to go to Wales. Very exotic.
There's nothing wrong with that. I picked Ireland, Elspeth.
Yeah, it is quite exotic as well. I mean, have you been to Wales before?
Yes, I've been quite a few times. I've got an auntie and uncle that live in North Wales, so been over to visit
Very
them.
Handy.
Fair bit.
But I know this from working with a few of our guides this year, but Wales has an enormous amount of coastline, doesn't it? And actually there's a lot more to explore there than you necessarily think.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, the reason I want to go is because I actually would like to cycle the length of Wales. Cycle from Cardiff all the way up to Holyhead.
That's cool, Elspeth.
Really cool.
Yeah. I'm a bit nervous. I feel like I might have been a bit overambitious in my plans.
No.
How far is that in total?
So I think it's about 250 miles.
And how long would that take?
I think we're hoping to do it in about a week.
Wow. That's really cool. Is this something that you've done a lot of then?
So I did a cycle touring holiday in Cuba about 5 years ago.
Very cool.
With some friends. Absolutely love that. And then I haven't really done a huge amount of cycling since then, mainly just cycling to and from the office.
And then this year,
back in those days. And then this year with the lockdown, kind of taken to the bike a bit more, and it's just been so freeing. Like, it's just really rediscovered a love of cycling just for the fun of it. Even sort of cycling around London during lockdown, that was amazing when there was just no traffic anywhere.
Oh yeah.
And sort of getting out into the countryside and doing some long rides as well. So.
And has this been a bit inspired by the book you've been working on, which tying that really naturally into the conversation?
Look how that happened.
I know. It's
you're a pro.
Just came to me. So Elspeth, I know you've been working on a book called Ride, which is all about sort of bikepacking, basically.
Yeah, so Ride has been a really fun project to work on. So it's basically 100 of the world's best cycle rides. So it's a complete mix of everything: road cycling, mountain biking, short little rides around cities, like epic trips sort of across. I mean, I think the longest one in the book is down the length of Africa. So
yeah.
It's a real mix. And this is, in fact, one of the rides in the book.
So why is it this ride? What is it about the Wales journey that you find really appealing for 2021?
Yeah, because Elspeth, I know you kind of as quite an exotic traveller. You've
yes,
been to like Costa
yes,
Rica,
and Namibia.
You've been to,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, definitely. I usually look to sort of far-flung places for something a bit different, but I've just kind of really appreciated nature and sort of seeing all the wildlife in the UK, and I just think I should really actually spend some time exploring. And plus with this ride, the benefit is with my auntie and uncle, they live sort of pretty much at the end of it, so I'm hoping that we can just sort of stay with them for a couple of days and they'll cook us some nice dinners.
Perfect.
After a week of hard cycling.
Exactly, you'll have earned
it.
That sounds brilliant. Well, you have to let us know how you get on, and and really looking forward to the book as well. That's out in April, right?
Yes, out at the start of April.
Cool.
So we're now talking to Lauren Paley, marketing manager from our team over in the US. And Lauren, you actually joined us for to discuss your home city of New York earlier in the series.
I did. That was me. Hello, both of you. Happy to be back.
How have you got over the experience since then? Have you recovered?
Okay? Oh yeah, just been thinking about it nonstop, working on my internet connection, of course.
Well, it sounded good. It sounded okay. It all worked out fine. So that's episode 3 for those who want to listen back. But we're going to talk to you about somewhere completely different to New York City today. We're going to talk to you about where you want to go in 2021 and your top tip for it. And I believe this is somewhere you wanted to go this year, but you had a trip cancelled.
You're right? So right, James. I have been dying to go to Cartagena in Colombia for years now. Mm-hmm. And I finally booked the trip 2020 with my friends. And we all know how that turned out. Didn't happen.
Yep.
So I'm really looking forward to hopefully going next year. I think it's such a vibrant city and there's so much life there that I think it will really be the perfect antidote to this dreary, really not so fun year.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, well, for those who don't know, I think Cartagena's sort of on the Caribbean coastline of Colombia, isn't it? And it's kind of an old sort of Spanish colonial city.
Exactly. So it seems to have both that history, that those beautiful, colorful buildings, alongside this really lovely beachside feel, and all of the amazing food and music that goes along with it. So I just want to dance. I want to eat some ceviche. I want to meet some people. I want to practice my Spanish.
That's what I was going to ask, Lauren. Have you been practicing your Spanish in lockdown?
Oh, yes. I've been watching all the telenovelas. It's become such a problem. So I feel like I'm talking to myself a lot in Spanish, but I need some actual people to practice with now.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. That's a good way to spend lockdown, preparing for future adventures.
Talking to yourself in Spanish. Correct.
And why was that destination why did you want to go there?
So I actually knew someone who went there a few years ago and she went for a weekend trip, which it's about 5.5 hours from New York one way. So it's a bit far, but it's really about the same distance from New York to Europe. And I had never really thought about how close it was. And that just really inspired me. And I was like, I want to go for a weekend, or better yet, a week or 2 weeks. So I've just been thinking about it ever since she was raving about it. And she said how beautiful and exciting, and again, how vibrant it was. I've just been thinking about it pretty much nonstop for the past few years.
And Colombia has been like kind of really coming up in terms of travelers kind of visiting, and it's also been opening up after kind of years of civil war and stuff as well. I guess maybe now is the time to go, right?
Oh, now is definitely the time to go. I mean, again, I haven't been yet, so no firsthand experience there, but from what I've heard from all of the people I know who have been, it's absolutely incredible, and it's definitely a huge tourist destination at the moment. So I would say 2021, if we can get out there, let's do it.
So we're very excited to welcome back our good friend and previous podcast guest, Shafiq Medji. Welcome. How are you, Shafiq?
Very well, very well. Thanks for having me back.
Good. Welcome back. So we want to hear, Shafiq, where you have planned or where you would like to go in 2021. Tell us.
Well, I mean, this was a tricky question because you said I could only pick one destination. And I think like lots of people over the last year, I've had lots of cancelled trips, lots of frustrated wanderlust. I think I spent lots and lots of time dreaming about far off places. But the place that I kept coming back to more often than not was Patagonia. So that's my choice.
Ah, very cool. Yes. And why? Why Patagonia?
Well, throughout the year, I've been back at home in South London. It's a place I love. I love London. I love being in cities. But at this stage in the year, I'm absolutely desperate for a change, desperate for a contrast, to be in wide open spaces amongst the mountains, plains, rivers, glaciers, coastline. There are a few places that offer that better than Patagonia. I mean, it's an absolutely huge, huge place split between Argentina and Chile. I think it's roughly more than 1 million square kilometres. So it's bigger than the UK, France, Italy combined. But there's roughly 2 million people that live there. So there's few better places to go if you really want to get away from it all. It's also really good for hiking, outdoor activities, kayaking, cycling, things like that. And I've got a real desire at the moment for kind of long, self-guided journeys. I've spent a lot of time in the region over the years. I've been very lucky to do that, mainly for work. But because it's so huge, there's so much more to explore. And I think this year has really been a reminder that, you know, life changes really fast. And if there's something you want to do, a place that you want to go, there's no time to waste. You've got to do it now. So with that in mind, there's a couple of trips in Patagonia that I've always wanted to do, but I've never actually found the time to do. So hopefully I'll put that right in 2021. So one of those places is the Dientes de Navarino trek, which sets off from Puerto Williams in Chile. Puerto Williams is the southernmost city on Earth. It's in Tierra del Fuego. And I've done the first day of this trek in the past, but I really love to complete it and do the full 6 to 7 day circuit. It takes you through a really isolated Andean mountain range. And the scenery is absolutely spectacular. There's views of the Beagle Channel, high altitude lakes, snowy peaks. It's a real challenge, something that I'd love to do.
Sounds like the most opposite thing to London possible.
And I don't think that's a coincidence. I think, you know, as I said earlier, I've been really craving a difference, and that's something that's really appealed. Somewhere else within Patagonia, in the Argentine section that I'd love to go to too, is it's the Cueva de los Manos Pintados, the Cave of the Painted Hands. And this is a collection of ancient rock paintings in a cave in an isolated canyon, a long, long way from anywhere, even by Patagonian standards. And it's essentially, it's hundreds of handprints, interestingly, mainly left hands, some of which date back thousands of years. It looks an incredibly evocative sight. I've only seen photos of it, but it's somewhere that I would love to go. The other reason I picked Patagonia was that to reach there, and certainly to reach the Argentine side, you almost always have to travel via Buenos Aires, which is one of my favourite cities on Earth. It's one of the world's great cities. I used to live there. And even though I've been in a city throughout this year, I've really missed, being in crowded, cramped, noisy environments. And Buenos Aires has loads and loads of these really atmospheric bars. So I'd love to go and get a cortado, get a beer, you know, sit in a bar in Palermo or in Villa Crespo, which is the neighbourhood that I used to live in, soak up the atmosphere, chat to strangers and kind of, you know, really appreciate a very simple act that has obviously been denied to all of us over this year.
Sounds delightful. It's really strange how usually like the idea of a place being busy is used to be quite terrifying, and actually I'd love to be in a busy place talking to strangers and so on. It's strange what this year has done, but that sounds amazing. I think Buenos Aires is definitely on my list for sure.
And I think it's a very sensible choice, Shafiq, as you say, that you have to have a stop off. What a great idea for 2021.
Yeah, exactly. Two trips.
Absolutely. I mean, any way you can extend your trips, add in somewhere else. That's always been something that I've been keen to do. And we'll definitely be doing next year.
So next on, we have DK Witness editor Rachel Laidler with us. So Rachel, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, Rachel.
Where do you want to go in 2021? Tell us.
So it's funny because I think I initially started off thinking that I wanted to go further afield, like spread my wings. We've all been cooped up in 2020. So I had the Dolomites on my list. I had Nepal. I had New Zealand.
Cool.
And I was like, hang fire a second. Maybe stick within the UK, because I think for me, part of 2020 has been realizing, and I think it's true for all of us, like what's on our doorsteps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think the destination that I've got in mind for myself next year is to explore Scotland a bit more. And I mean, I used to live there, so I've done a bit of exploring of
of the country anyway, but there just always seems to be more to explore. Yes. And I mean, you've got the cities, you've got the amazing landscapes, you've got the haggis, of course.
you've got the islands too. We did an episode about Scotland on the podcast earlier in the series, and the islands, I didn't actually know that much about. They sound amazing. And so many of them too.
Exactly. There are loads of them. I mean, I'd love to go to like extend a trip and go to Orkney and Shetland because I've never been there before, and they're unknowns to me as well, which is quite exciting. And I think like Nordic influences to a certain extent too, so it'd be slightly different to mainland Scotland.
And so what kind of a trip are you after? Are you after for city hopping? Are you wanting to do the North Coast 500? Is it kind of hopping around islands? What exactly is the kind of trip that you think?
Bit of cycling, bit of road cycling, trip.
Of course it's going to be cycling. basically anything outdoorsy. So I've done quite a lot of hiking and wild camping and cycling in Scotland, but there's one particular place that I've got on my list to do one cycling trip that we actually, little shout out to Ride, cycle the word here, but that we've got in the book. And it's a loop of the Applecross Peninsula on the west coast. And I mean, it's supposed to be really, really difficult. So it's got there's a hill climb that's part of it called the Bialach na Bhar. And I'm so sorry for anybody who's Scottish who's listening with my pronunciation of that. Apologies. But that is, I think it's about 7 kilometres long. And it's got gradients of 20%. I think some of it's got a lot of switchbacks, I think. And I think some of the switchbacks go up to 20%. So, I mean, it doesn't sound like the most fun thing to do in 2021. But actually, once you get to the top of that climb, you're supposed to have amazing views out across the Isle of Skye, which would be beautiful, and also out to the, I think it's the Outer Hebrides as well. So it will be painful, but I think the benefits of it. Yeah, and then you get to freewheel down the other side too.
I've actually had a little look inside the book, and I know you've got these gradient profiles on climbs and stuff. And that one looks insane. It's like everything else looks flat, and then it's suddenly like a right angle that just goes if that's your challenge for 2021, I mean, good luck.
Yeah, I don't know whether I'm talking about best trip now or challenges, so maybe a mix of both.
I actually went to that kind of Applecross region a couple of years ago, it is really, really stunning. As you say, like some of the views around there, there are tons and tons and tons of hills, but there's also some really cool little covey villages and stuff. We went to Shieldig, which was really, really nice,
and
Applecross itself is cool. So
I think the west coast is absolutely spectacular, and you do have a lot of these kind of Caribbean style beaches. The water temperature isn't like the Caribbean at all. it's quite
no
a shock to the system
there,
but this actually, it ties in quite nicely because Visit Scotland are supposed to be doing, I think it's the year of coast and waters in 2021 as well. So they're doing like a big celebration of things like that. And it's kind of inspiring me as well to not just do my usual outdoor pursuits of like cycling and hiking, etc., but to actually give sea kayaking a go, or maybe do a bit of wild swimming, which would be really nice. So to like spread my wings a little bit and try those sorts of things.
Sounds great.
Sounds delightful. Thanks very much, Rachel. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So we're joined here once again by our New York guest from episode 3, Quaker Olsen. So hi, Quaker. Lovely to see you. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back. I'm glad I'm not banished after the last one.
Well, never. We've still got our club night planned.
Exactly.
Year,
that's
so,
we're keeping you sweet,
that's right.
We're keeping you sweet by inviting you.
Yeah, we needed to keep in touch.
Yeah. I didn't say anything too reckless last time.
It's all good. It was all good. Made me want to be back in New York. So, hopefully next year, fingers crossed. We're going to talk to you today just about the one place that you're hoping to go to in 2021, vaccines, etc., permitted. Where is that place?
Yes, I was thinking about this, and there are two spots. I'm having trouble narrowing it down.
Mm. Cool, go for it.
I'd say within the U.S., I definitely want to do a national park road trip. I was trying to do one last summer.
Right.
Nice.
And a few of my friends backed out because we were still kind of unsure about the virus and people were unsure about their jobs and stuff too.
Sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it'd be cool to get that accomplished this year. So
which national parks are on your hit list on this road trip?
So the main one I really want to hit is Badlands in South Dakota.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's one I've wanted to go to for a while, but another problem is it's in South Dakota, which has been the worst spot for COVID. So
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you remember when Trump gave that big speech in front of Mount Rushmore where he was turning super orange, like the same color as the landscape, but that's the state. So, but they have a really nice national park there that I want to visit.
Cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty stunning.
Yeah, how many parks are on this dream road trip, Kweku? So would you start in Badlands, or is that en route to a different national park?
Yeah, so I'd probably start there. It's en route to another one. I'd go through a few places in the Midwest. I want to go to Falling Water in Pittsburgh. That's Frank Lloyd Wright's famous house out there. And then I wanted to go to, I would drive through Ohio, Illinois as well. I've got a few friends in Chicago, so I might stop off there. And then figure out what to do in Wisconsin. You know, maybe go to a cow farm, something I can't usually do out here. You know, get a new experience.
Amazing.
But yeah, Badlands would probably be the first national park. And then after Badlands, I wanted to go to Yellowstone, around like Wyoming. And then I also wanted to go to Olympia National Park in Washington State.
Amazing.
So that would be literally almost coast to coast, right? From
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. That sounds so cool.
Love it, Kweku.
So it's pretty much just following one of our big highways that goes coast to coast, I-90.
Sure.
I'd just be taking it from
And also, it's important for the listeners to note that we have not primed Kweku. We do have USA National Parks Lands of Wonder that published back in September. And I promise, I have not emailed Kweku to be like, Kweku, if you could please promote this book for us, that would be great. But Kweku, obviously, we've got the book ready for you to plan your road trip.
Yeah, we'll have to get your copy over for sure.
Oh, please. Absolutely. I got so much to learn from it, I'm sure. So I'm excited to read that one.
Awesome. So you mentioned that you've got two destinations. Where's your second?
So I also want to go to Ghana. Ghana's where my family's originally from.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. This has been a weird year, and I've kind of started realizing I need to invest a lot of my money and my time outside of the U.S. too, you know, kind of try and diversify my options a little bit. So I have a few business ideas I'm trying to start up out there. I'd like to take a little bit of time to go. And it's good because I can work remotely this year. I guess it's like one of the tiny positives of the horrible year we'll be going through. So I can go out there and not take vacation time and try and get some work done. So I'm trying to secure some time to do that.
That's
as well.
Very cool.
Awesome. Yeah, I remember you said you were kind of like hedging your bets and like booking in some cheap flights. Did you manage to get one to Ghana?
Not to Ghana, unfortunately. So I still need to try and, you know, say my little spells and cast a bit of magic and hope I get the downward trend on the pricing. But yeah, I think Ghana will be fun. And it's a place where I've been going there since I was a little kid, so I feel like I've taken a little bit of it for granted.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to approach it like a tourist, too, and, you know, kind of just see some of the nature out there. And especially because a lot of places with people are going to be closed, or I wouldn't be as comfortable going to them. So I think going to, like, national parks in Ghana, going to, you know, out into the forest, seeing some animals, those are things I usually haven't done that I think I'd want to do this time.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. That sounds so cool.
And you know, so far away from New York City as well. Like,
yeah.
You've basically got two trips that are almost the opposite of New York City in a way.
Yeah.
Really,
it's going to be a long winter. So I'm looking to escape if I can.
Yeah, good idea. And also the business ventures sounds very cool as well, Kweku. Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. 2021.
Hopefully I can make sure I'm getting my life together. I'll try to.
That all sounds really exciting. So whereabouts, so I know you were talking about kind of national parks and stuff and animals. What kind of animals were you hoping to kind of go and see in Ghana?
So there's a park in Ghana called Mole National Park, and they're known for doing elephant tracking. So you can actually like run with the elephants out there. Not like run under elephants, but you know,
track the elephants
as they... Yeah, as they run at a distance. You know, African elephants too, not the tamest animals. So, you know, you want to keep some distance. But you can observe the elephants out there and some other animals. They have crocodiles in that park as well. Yeah, and a lot of chimps as well. You know, just you know, some wildlife I can't see here. I'd like to explore back home. Yeah.
Sounds great. Awesome. Well, enjoy those trips. I hope they both happen. That would be really cool.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, and I hope you guys get some travel in as well.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully. I honestly can't wait.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now we're talking to project editor Becky Flynn, who we know from the London office, about where she wants to go in 2021 and why. So, Becky, what's your dream destination for 2021?
So mine's not really a destination per se. It's I'd really like to journey on the Silk Road. So that goes through quite a few different countries, which is part of the appeal. Through mostly, there's lots of different routes within the Silk Road. But I'd like to do the section through Central Asia. So like Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, all of the stands.
Why is that particular section? What is it about the stans that's so appealing?
I think it's the fact that I just don't know much about them. And I just really want to get under the skin of what they're really like. I've also seen quite a lot of coverage of the Silk Road and that section recently on like TV and magazines. And it's just really inspired me to do that bit.
Yeah, because they're quite vast countries, aren't they? Huge, you know, a country like Uzbekistan is actually much, much bigger than you think it's going to be. And you see it in like things like Race Across the World and stuff, that it's actually quite difficult terrain to kind of get across but also really enlightening places along the way that have kind of both got a mixture of like the ancient world and obviously because of more recent history, like a kind of Soviet feel to them as well slightly.
Exactly. And the and there's loads of those beautiful blue mosques in especially in Uzbekistan that I just really want to see with my own eyes.
And presumably this is slightly down to your work on Journeys.
Yeah, totally.
That's Unforgettable Journeys, right?
Sorry, we call it Journeys in-house for shortening, but yes, apologies.
Definitely. We included it 3 times, I think, in the end, because we just couldn't pick. There's so many different ways to do it and different routes to the Silk Road that I just think it's one of the most epic journeys that you can do, and I really want to do it.
So what are the ways that you can do it then? And what would you pick personally?
So you can do it by sea. I think you can set off from Venice and go round India and then up to China. It usually always ends in China. And then you could go across land, and as we saw in Race Across the World, or historically they've just done it in loads of different ways because there's all these like mountain passes in Pakistan and stuff. So you could go quite high up and go through Russia, or you could go low and go through India and stuff, or my route would probably be through the middle, so through Central Asia and across.
And you can also, I think in the book, you can cycle it as well, can't you? Which seems pretty grueling.
I'd love to do the Silk Road, but I don't think I could handle the cycling. I'm terrible at going down hills, for one. I always break my mat. So I think it's probably quite, in my head, it's quite flat in around Central Asia, because you've got like the Gobi Desert and everything. I think that's around there. But I'm sure it wouldn't be the whole way. I'm sure there'd be lots of hills. So I think a train or maybe driving would be my top picks.
Because can you take a train quite easily? Can you get that from?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. There's a few options. You can get a really luxurious one. I think it's the Golden Eagle, I want to say.
Yeah.
That goes across. That. Yeah, which it looks amazing. It's all sort of linen tablecloths. Or you could just use the local trains, which I quite fancy doing, because then you get to meet people who are local.
Yeah, definitely.
And stop where you want. And I think you could do stuff like sleeping in the desert around there and lots of really cool experiences. So I'd probably go for that one, as lovely and appealing the luxury one sounds.
So you're basically, you know, going big in 2021.
Yeah,
really.
100%. Yeah, I read something in the paper today saying that we've all saved about $7,000 this year, so I'll be spending mine on my holiday.
Very, very wise investment, I'm sure. Well, cool. That sounds amazing. I mean, I don't blame you after working on a book like Unforgettable Journeys, that there'd be so many journeys you want to take. And I imagine the Silk Road has probably had competition in your head from so many others as well, right?
So many. I think, I really wanted to... It was hard. When you asked us to think about where we wanted to go next year, there were so many journeys that I could have picked in that book. But I just really want something epic for next year. Somewhere that I've not been to at all, because I've been to little pockets of other places, but Central Asia is just not somewhere I've been.
Yeah.
Brand new experiences in 2021. I love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Well, as your our last guest on the podcast, I know you've been a guest on the podcast before, but as you're our last proper guest on the podcast, Lucy's looking at me with a death stare.
I know what's coming.
Right. I've set up a tiny, tiny quiz just to mark the end of the podcast. So Lucy and Becky, you'll be going against each other. There's a it's a numbers quiz, which I know you're both editors, so you deal in words. So I'm not expecting much, to be honest.
I'm glad. Keep your expectations low, everyone. Yeah.
So there's five questions that are all related to sort of episodes we've had previously in the series, and you know, please do play along at home as well. So I'm going to ask you to like name, you know, sort of quite a straightforward question. You have to guess an answer, and pretty much closest to the answer wins. I'll keep score of the points tally as
my
well.
My heart is genuinely racing. I'm really nervous because I'm going to embarrass myself very publicly.
Like, listeners generally, like, genuinely, Becky and Lucy didn't know I was going to do this. They have had zero time to prepare. So, okay, first question. How many restaurants are there in New York City?
Oh no.
This is a good start.
Oh no. Do you know, I feel like...
Do you think you know this, Lucy?
No, I just know it. I don't know it. I don't know, but I should know it.
I'm trying to think how many would be in a block.
I know I've read.
Is this the whole of New York or just Manhattan?
Good question.
The whole of New York City, yes.
The whole of New York City. I know I read somewhere that someone said in a lifetime you could never eat at every restaurant in New York City. Oh, Becky's waiting for me to go first.
No,
I'm
going to
hurry you guys up.
Okay, I'm going to... You go, Becky.
I'm going to go big. I'm going to go like 50,000.
Okay.
I'm going to go for 75,000.
Well, I can reveal that the answer is in fact 23,650. So
way
you
off.
Almost went too big. You know, I think you really built that up, Lucy, with that anecdote. Although I was thinking about it, you know, if you went to one restaurant a day, that would be a long, long time. You know, could be a lifetime, in fact. So so Becky gets the point on that one.
Well done, Becky. Very well played.
Just by 25,000.
You know, at least you guys didn't go like way too low or something. Yeah. It wasn't too bad. True. I mean, you were, you know, you were only 25,000 off, Becky, and 50,000 off. So, yeah. Okay, you guys might actually know this one. This is a little bit easier. How many arrondissements? I think I said that right. Districts are there in Paris?
So embarrassing.
I know there's definitely 19.
Oh, I think there's
definitely. You're not supposed to give Lucy the answer, Becky.
No, I think there's a number 19.
I'm going to say 26.
Yeah, Becky.
I'm going to go for 30. I should have watched more Emily in Paris.
Really, should you? There are 20, so you were really, really close with 19.
I threw Becky off the scent there in the 20s. Sorry, Becky.
So it's one each, right? Okay, this one is going to be a lot of guesswork, I'm imagining. So in episode 2, joined by the lovely Lola, we went to Sweden. Can you give me to the closest million the total population of Sweden?
No is my answer, James.
Nearest million.
Nearest million. It's not going to be that many.
Or is it? Sorry. I shouldn't be giving any clues.
I'm going to go for 16.
I'm going to go for 24.
Ooh. It's actually only 10 million. 10 million and 99,265. So,
God.
You guys were slightly off, I think.
How many millions are in London?
I think 8 million. No.
8 million.
I think there's over 10 million in Greater London. So,
wow, yeah. Amazing.
So, there you go. So,
sorry, Lola, I wasn't listening. It's really awful. I wasn't paying attention.
In fairness, I don't think That's Lola dreadful. Gave you that exact number.
Okay.
See, so don't Fine. Worry. But, you know, you do get the point from that. No, you don't, actually. Becky
no,
gets
Becky
the point.
Does.
Sorry. I should be keeping score. You were both way off. So, you know, it's maybe I should have given no points. But Becky gets the point, obviously. So Becky's 2-1 up. So the next question is, how many coffee shops are there in Italy? And as a clue, it's the most in Europe, apparently. I don't think Tony said this in episode 1, by the way.
How many coffee shops are in all of Italy?
Yeah, the whole of Italy.
I'm going to go for the same answer as I gave it. I'm going to say 50,000 in the whole of Italy.
Interesting.
Oh, I don't think I'd go that high. Oh, I don't know. Okay, take a stab in the dark.
I can see Lucy's confusion here, sort of looking down in despair.
It's so embarrassing.
As if it wasn't punishment enough to spend 10 episodes of a podcast with me.
Now you're putting me on the spot, embarrassingly. Okay, so Becky's gone for 50,000.
Yep.
Now I feel like I'm going to go high. Fine, I'm going to go with, this is impossible. All of Italy. I'm going to go with my New York answer. I'll give 75,000 again.
Oof. I can say Becky has got the point.
I'm absolutely doomed.
It's just over 58,000. So
Becky, well done.
So
that is
a very impressive guess, Becky. I'm genuinely quite in awe of how close you got to that.
That was amazing.
That was one close answer.
I'm bowing.
Interesting. So there's that many more restaurants in New York than the whole of Italy.
So there's 23,000 restaurants in 23,650 restaurants in New York City. So about half the restaurants to coffee shop ratio.
But then Italy's so much bigger than New York City.
So, yeah, I think that sort of goes to say the restaurant culture of New York City, really.
Yes.
So Becky has basically won this quiz.
Smashing it, yep.
Unlucky, Lucy, there's only one more question.
Very, it's just luck.
I think for pride, you might be able to get this one back. So to the closest million, again, let's say.
Right.
How many acres big is Denali National Park in Alaska.
Oh, James, this is absolutely mortifying.
For context, Lucy edited a book about USA national parks earlier this year, listener.
But it's very hard to imagine an acre, though, isn't it?
Yeah, this is true. This is true. It's very big, basically.
How many? Oh, God. I genuinely have no concept. How many?
I can give you a clue that it's above one and it's lower than 10. So there you go.
That's kind. Thank you.
Oh, okay. That's good. Because I was going to go really like 50 million.
But that's what I mean. An acre is quite hard to picture. Okay. I'm just going to go for 8 million.
Cool. Becky?
I'm going to go. I have no idea. I'm going to go slap bang in the middle. 5 million.
Nice. Hedge your bets.
All right. Becky's got it again. It's 6 million. So just over 6 million.
I think we've just learned that I'm better at betting and guessing.
Yeah. I mean, we like to call ourselves travel experts, but I don't know how much in fairness. They were very mean questions. But yeah, thank you and well done, Becky.
Well done, Becky. And thanks James,
guys,
for that
public surprise quiz.
So embarrassing. But Becky, seriously, well done.
We'll have to do that one again at our Christmas party.
We shall.
And just quiz James this time.
Yeah, you can turn it around on me, and I'm sure I'll get many more wrong. So, yes, ending the year on a high, though, Becky. Well done.
Thank you, Becky.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
So a big thank you to all our guests for coming on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks for making our last episode of the year
a memorable one.
A memorable one, for sure. Lucy is still annoyed about the quiz.
Yeah. Thanks, Becky.
Well done to Becky. And, well done to you, listener, for sticking with us for all this time.
Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in.
You know, if you want to find out more about lots of these 2021 picks, particularly from the DK staff, you can visit the link in our episode description where you can find out much more.
And that, I guess, that just leaves us to say a very, very happy new year.
Very happy new year. Let's hope this is a better one, to be honest.
Yes.
But, you know, which I'm sure it will be. And let's hope it's full of adventures too.
Definitely.
Cheers to that. Where to Go was produced by the team at DK Eyewitness and presented by Lucy Richards and James Atkins. For more information about DK Eyewitness, follow us on social media at DK Eyewitness or visit dk.com/eyewitness.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.